Good morning. How are you? I am very, very happy to find an opportunity to explain one important Buddhist text to some of those individuals. I think some of you may not be Buddhist, but just as you came to listen what is about this Buddhism. Perhaps, you see, without changing one's own religion, some Buddhist technique can take. Buddhist technique or Buddhist method. So through that way, it can enrich one another's tradition. So then those individuals who consider as a Buddhist, then I think my sort of basic I think style or belief. Now it is time has come. Now we should go the original, the authentic Indian Buddhist tradition. That's I think very important. Because sometimes I think the Tibetan Buddhism is quite vast. So some use one particular sort of practice. Of course very useful. But generally speaking, it is better to have complete sort of understanding about the Buddhist sort of system or the structure. So these texts, I think, is useful. Then, as you know, I always feel or believe, as a human being, as a Buddhist, each human being is to have the capacity or potential to make a contribution for a better world. On that level, I always try to promote human values because I feel, in spite of many colorful development, external development, in deep insight, generally speaking, still we are something missing. So as a result, unhealthy situation, unhealthy sort of events so happening here and there. So it is really, I think, important to make effort to promote basic human values. So, from my own sort of share, trying to make contribution. So all of us, same human being, same potential, have the same opportunity to make a contribution for better society, happier society. And then, as a Buddhist, another task or responsibility or opportunity to make a contribution is closer relation or promotion of religious understanding between different major world traditions. So, here, a few days here, and I think more than 1 week in Indiana, I feel this is a good opportunity to make a contribution. And share one must my own sort of share for that direction. So I'm very, very happy. So I want to express my appreciation to the organizer, Rinpoche, Tongla Rinpoche, and Richard Gere, and all those people, individual or organization, who helped to materialize this occasion. Thank you very much. Now, I think many of you, I think, already know that my basic emphasis, I come here not for sort of propagating Buddhism or conversion. Certainly not. I always try to make clear or emphasize the each people. It is better to keep your own tradition, your own traditional value, including religious faith. So here in America, Americans basically Judeo-Christian tradition, so it is better to keep your own tradition. Then also certainly, I come not for selling religion, selling Dharma. I'm quite enough. No worry. The government, last 40 years, I'm the guest of Indian government, so I think I'm the longest guest of Indian government. So under the ngatawa the chengi, pero under chusan lamar mo chusun yadi, ani wongur cheshe chidu namjo dashin dugde, bo angni chidu sabating ni chusun yadi.
So I always appreciate certain sentiment expressed by one of the Tibetan teachers, Chubsan Rinpoche, who wrote the following lines. He said that although when a High Lama gives empowerment and initiations from a high throne, it looks very impressive, but when I found out that Lamas was expecting equally high offerings, I felt deeply saddened.
Then also, I come not for what say, that feeling, or I have something, a unique thing to offer to you, nothing. Or I do not consider myself some very learned or something. No, I am just a tiny follower of Buddha, just a simple Buddhist monk. The name of Dalai Lama, this big name, or Nobel laureate, these are, you see, the man-made. The reality, deep inside, I'm just a simple human being, a simple Buddhist monk. Try to follow Buddha. Thank you. Try to follow Buddha's teaching through my own, you see, experience. I think now last almost, I think, 50 years experience. 50 years, I think, effort, and the result of 50 years' effort. I think some experience begin to develop, particularly the altruism or bodhicitta and understanding about shunya. Of course, still just beginning. But even then, I really feel some immense benefit on the basis of day-to-day life. And particularly when passing through difficulties. And also I believe they practice some teaching which bring immediately peace of mind today is also good preparation for next life. Now Dalai Lama getting older and older, now 64 years old. So in any case, now 40 years passed as a refugee. Now I think next 40 years, I don't know whether I can alive next 40 years or not. I don't know. So you see, the easy practice, because it's in my own experience, if we really practice sincerely and everyday basis, it really helps. Helpful to sustain inner peace. And this is, according to Buddhist belief, this is the real sort of foundation for practice eons, finally to achieve Buddhahood. So some of those serious Buddhists here, I want to share some of these, you see, my practice. Otherwise, you see, And also, you see, I usually, you see, follow, as I mentioned earlier, those ancient Indian as well as Tibetan masters. They are sort of clear guidance. That's very important. Sometimes I'm quite skeptical, those individuals who claim some, you see, I say the new way or new sort of tradition, that I doubt. I think it is better, maybe foolish or stubborn, it is better, safer, to rely on those great masters such as Nagarjuna, Arya Sangha, and Shantideva, and here, like Kamalashila. These people are really experienced and learned great masters. So I think their text, their guidance, I think, really reliable. As well as some of those Tibetan great masters, So usually I prefer the teaching or lesson or course without bell, without drum. That's much better. Thorough explanation. There's no risk. If you people accept or not, no problem. But if you perform some, you see, drums and bells, then there are also some, you see, risk. But in any case, in the Indiana, I'm going to take that risk. So it make little contradictions. Without a contradiction, life may not be full. So contradiction also sometimes is useful, isn't it? the actual sort of explanation, of course, my English is not adequate. So if I try to explain, through my own sort of broken English, then it is my sort of suffering. And you also may not get the clear sort of understanding, so that's your suffering. So mutual suffering. So no use. So I'm going to explain through my own sort of my own mother tongue. Good. 다음 거대 드리 님은 당고디 출준 당고디 인자 진짜 숨 쉬던 게 오늘 쉬는 게 쉬던 게